Pentagon footage, a deal framework, and the Hormuz wildcard. The Pentagon released video of U.S. strikes on Iran this week, a deliberate communications choice that simultaneously documented military action and sent a deterrent signal to Tehran, regional proxies, and a skeptical Congress. The footage arrived as Secretary of State Marco Rubio briefed lawmakers on a U.S.-Iran deal framework aimed at barring Iran from enriched uranium, a combination that underscores the administration's effort to pursue coercive diplomacy on parallel tracks. Bipartisan resistance greeted Rubio on Capitol Hill. Hawks who think any agreement is too weak stood alongside members demanding clarity on verification mechanisms and the scope of sanctions relief, and critically, what barring enrichment actually means in practice. Whether the ceiling is zero enrichment, as demanded by the original 2015 JCPOA, or some lower percentage carries enormous implications for Iran's weapons development timeline. Lebanon added another layer of complexity. CENTCOM Chief Michael Carrilla visited Beirut even as a proposed stabilization deal faced rejection from both Hezbollah and Amal, the two dominant Shia political military movements in the country. Leaving Washington trying to construct a security arrangement without the participation of the most heavily armed non-state actor on the ground. Meanwhile, Syria's newly installed spy chief used a UN counterterrorism conference to name Israel as a top threat, a remarkable public calibration from a government that barely a year ago was fighting for survival against groups backed by Iran and Hezbollah. Shell's warning about the Strait of Hormuz bound all these threads together in economic terms. The company projects global LNG demand growing 65% by 2050, nearly 700 million tons annually, while flagging near-term supply contraction risk tied directly to Hormuz disruption. Approximately 20% of the world's LNG transits the strait, meaning sustained U.S. Iran military tension could reshape energy economics from German heating bills to Japanese industrial output. Energy futures markets are not yet pricing in a worst-case scenario, but the gap between market calm and actual geopolitical risk is widening.